Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and I want to welcome you to the Akashic Wisdom Show, where we talk about life. We talk about your life, and this show is as good as your questions. We use the Akashic Records to get at the core issues of what your life is about, the core issues about why things happen in your life, how you can make them better, and how you can feel more comfortable in your skin. This is the reason for this show. My dedication is to you, ladies and gentlemen. It's my intention to help everyone listening understand more about how profound the energy of the Akasha truly is. And so I would like to just share with you that one of the sponsors of this program is Akashic Record Consultants International. It is the organization that certifies and trains Akashic Record consultants and teachers and individuals who want to just learn about the Akashic Records. I'm a founding member. I'm the marketing and media chair. And if you'd like to know more about the Akashic Records, you can go to Akashic Record ConsultantsInternational.org, and you can find that out. Or you can go to my website at www.akashicwisdom.com, or you can learn more about me on BBS Radio just by going into where the hosts are and clicking on Akashic Wisdom and going to that nice, long, wonderful, information-full site on BBS Radio. And tonight I was told that we are streaming out at CD quality, which is great for me to know. And we've got wonderful things happening at BBS Radio too. So I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're listening, and I'm so glad that I can be of service to you. I had a wonderful email today from a lady in Taiwan. I love your emails. Please continue to email me. Please email me your questions. Please let me know what's on your mind. And if you would like to email me now or during the show or after the show, my email address is info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashic, A-K-A-S-H-I-C, Wisdom, WISDOM.com. And you can email me there, and I would love to hear you see your questions. And if you would like to call in tonight, remember your questions are what make this show what it is. So your questions you can call in live, and the numbers to call are 877-876-5227 if you're in the United States. Or for Canada and the United States, you can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. Or if you're out of the country, in a place like, let's say, like Taiwan, you can dial us direct at 011-530-876-3222. I think our country code is 01. So it's 01-530-876-3222. Okay, so now we've gotten that out of the way. Let me talk to you about this question is coming from Carissa. And Carissa actually called me on my private line, and you can do the same too. My private line is 216-691-1233, and that's a 24-hour line, and if I'm at my desk, I'll answer, and if I'm not, the voicemail will pick it up. It's totally confidential. But she emailed me a very interesting question, and what she was expressing is that she has been to retreats, and the reason this question is important is that this type of question is being dealt with whenever we move into working as a light worker, and it's experienced by all of us in one form or another. And what she says is that she recently went to a retreat and experienced a positive shift and changes. Do I have a caller on the line? Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
Great. Where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Michigan. Okay. Well, how can we help you tonight?
Well, I was just kind of wondering. I'm hoping to be making a move, and I was just wondering if you could help me understand or know when that could occur.
When it could occur, you mean as far as the future is concerned?
Yeah.
Or what? Well, let me just kind of get clear with you. The work that I do isn't necessarily about futures because there's so many different probabilities and possibilities. So let's talk to you about what you want, based on what you want and what the Akashic Records have to say to help you in guidance. Would that be helpful?
Yes, that'd be wonderful.
Great. So talk to me about where you're moving or why you're moving. And there was like, we want to understand. Give me,
okay.
One of the things that's important with my work with the Akashic Records is that we access the records through a holy prayer. Is there, and the more specific the questions, the better the answer.
Okay.
Okay. So give us the backstory, if you will.
Pardon me?
Let us understand what you truly are asking.
Okay. I am not happy with where I'm living. It's a temporary situation, and I need to have my own place for my own self to grow and just to be me. And so I want to find a new place to call home for me.
Okay. And when you say you want a place to call home, it sounds like, are you saying, there's a variety of different things going on here, Lisa. It's not just when can I move, but it's really more about when do you feel secure enough to move into your own power.
Okay, because I've been working very hard on that.
That's what I'm hearing.
Money-wise and in every way. And I'm hoping my goal is by, like, Thanksgiving at the latest. And I'm praying that I can succeed in that.
Now, do you have money saved, or are you looking?
I'm working on it, and I do have it, both. But I want more than what I have. So I have picked up a second job and everything to try to accomplish that.
What's really going to be important in your journey to your own personal empowerment here is to really understand that the toxic relationships that you have around you no longer have to control you.
Well, that's kind of why I need to leave where I'm at.
Exactly. But you have to understand that while you're there, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to really empower yourself so they do not control you.
Okay.
Because what's happening here is that one of the reasons, what I'm hearing here, what I'm getting is that one of the reasons you're at is for you to really get clear about what your boundaries are. To really understand how not to let other people's opinions, vibrations, or even comments take you off your center. And because this pattern has been happening with you for so many years, since a child, you can no longer allow it to continue. And the better you get at it while you're where you're at, the more completely empowered you're going to be once you're no longer there.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And so there's a mantra, or if you will, or a phrase that the Akashic Records would like you to write down.
Okay.
And this is for anyone out there who is struggling with feeling controlled by other people's opinions or energy. And the comment is, you will no longer control my being by your lack of loving.
You will no longer control my being by your loving.
By your lack of loving.
Right.
So the idea is, or you can also put in they, so they will no longer control my being by their lack of loving.
Okay.
So whenever you get to the point of that you don't know, that you, it's almost like it's like you can't put enough shields up in order to be able to allow the words to roll off your back. It's this statement that if you continue to repeat it within you will help you become stronger.
Okay.
Now here's one more thing. They're also suggesting that you be open to be willing to consider having a place that you share with somebody, but somebody that's healthy, that's emotionally healthy.
Okay.
Are you open to that now?
But I really feel like I want to stand on my own two feet and rely on myself.
Yes, but the only reason, there's nothing wrong with what they're saying is there's nothing wrong with having a roommate.
Okay.
I mean, if that can get you out quicker.
I have thought about that, but that's why I got my second job, so I can get that, so I don't have to do that. I'd rather be on my own, I think.
Good. Well, then the key here is, and what they're also suggesting is that you truly imagine and write down what you want your space to look like.
Okay.
Really envision that place. And what I'm also hearing is you're going to get there before Thanksgiving.
Well, that's a real blessing.
Yes. And so that's what you want to hold. And it's not so much about predicting the future as much as what they're saying is you're going to have an opportunity to move before Thanksgiving. And that's going to be important. And once you move, Lisa, you need to understand you don't have to go back unless you're strong enough to go back to visit. Hello? Hello? I'm not sure what happened. Hello? I'm not sure if I'm even on the air here. Hello? Hello, hello? Hello? Okay, well, I'm going to continue on, and hopefully I'm still on the air. And if I'm not, hopefully I'll get a call. So that was Lisa. And we hope that either she lost power or possibly she went into a dead area. But what I was talking about before is we were talking about, I was just about to tell you what Carissa had written in about. What she was saying actually is very interesting about, it kind of coincides with what Lisa was saying, is that what she was saying is that she went to a retreat. And by going to the retreat, she realized that whenever she went to the retreat and would shift, it would be a short-term shift because once she got back to her family, she realized there was something very wrong and that it was hard for her to hold on to that that feeling of empowerment that she felt when she was at the workshop or seminar. And so what's important to understand is that her question was that she says, I feel like I've traveled down this path too far to return to the conventional 9-to-5 jobs, and I feel it is time that I find a place where I can take my intuition to further develop my gifts and furthering along my path, yet I don't know where that is or how to take the next step. And I think that's what's really important for us, is that there's many of us out there that don't understand how to take the next step. And what I would like to do is talk to people about what their next steps are. So if that would be you, I'm encouraging you to call in. Remember, it's 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9255. 9756 or direct 530-876-3222. Okay, so we're going to be talking about how to take your next steps, which is basically what our friend Lisa was talking about. And if you just hold on for a moment, folks, I just want to double check to make sure that I am still on the air. So I am calling the station on another line here. Don, am I still on the air? Okay, because I lost my caller and I wasn't sure. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad I'm still on the air and you're listening. Good. Okay, so what we're talking about here is taking your next steps. Carissa, what's important for you to understand is that your family can no longer control you, as we told Lisa. Oops, do I have another caller here? Hello.
Sure.
Oh, hi. Hi. Hi, caller. How are you?
You are on the air.
Great. I'm glad. Yes. Who is this?
My name is Jay, and I'm in California.
Hi, Jay. What part of California are you in?
Right by Monterey Bay.
Oh, near San Francisco?
Mm-hmm. Or about 100 miles or so south.
Ah, okay. And have you been listening before, or is this your first time?
I haven't listened to your show before. I just got BBS. I just got a computer, actually, and been listening to BBS.
Okay, well, that's great. I'm so glad you're listening. How can I help you?
Exploring Sundays. Yeah, you're right on the topic I've been... I want to move into my own business and not do 9-to-5 anymore, and I just have a feeling that I'm afraid of success.
Okay.
And
you want to understand where that's coming from. Is that it?
Yeah, and get rid of that.
How do I get rid of it? Where is it coming from? How do I get rid of it? Good question. Okay. And so, Jay, what kind of business do you want to create?
Well, I got hurt at work, and so I've been off job for 9 months. The universe gave me a... time, you know, a little space here, and I just started painting madly. And
I'm sorry, I lost you for a second. What did you say? You've been off work for 9 months, and what happened?
And I started painting.
Oh, great!
I paint silk, and so I've been painting medicine shields and goddess shields and scarves and business banners and.
And so. You want to create a business with this, is that right?
Yeah, I'm working on a web page now as well.
Okay, great. And what I'm hearing is that regarding your fear of success, the fear of success that's going on, since this is the first time you're calling, it's the first time you're listening, I should tell you that I don't interpret anything that I tell you. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And so the idea here of being afraid of success is actually manifested in your life as a pattern. And the pattern that's going on here is from being, is there some type of unacknowledgement that happened, and the sole intention of this unacknowledgement as a child, if you will, was to help you actually recount your own personal worth.
Yep.
Does that make sense to you?
Totally, yep. That's been the whole journey, and now I'm there. I'm ready to claim my self-worth.
Okay. And so what happens, what do you tell yourself when you're ready and you don't do what you think you're supposed to do to move forward?
It's just silly, it's just a dream, and wake up and be real and grow up, you know.
Well, and what would real be looking like for you?
Well, it's not for me, but that's like the inner critic says, stop dreaming and get a real job.
Okay, so the first thing that you want to do when those words or those feelings come forward is stop for a moment and ask who's talking.
Mm-hmm.
Because clearly the voices that you're hearing that are critical aren't yours.
Mm-mm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is you have to start really answering back to those voices, not in an aggressive way, but in a way that says, who is this that's speaking to me? And then you, the adult Jay, has mm-hmm. to move into knowing and recounting the times that you have been an adult and have been successful.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's something about being afraid of taking care of yourself here that's also going on. Does that make sense?
Could you say a little more about that? I'm not...
Sure. The idea here is that there's something about if I become too self-reliant, if I become too successful... Someone or people or something will become jealous of me and won't like me anymore. There's something about being or having the sense of there's an energy that you're that if I am not complete or if I'm not really successful, then no one can fault me or tell me I won't have a chance to fail.
I don't know. It's kind of nebulous to me too.
Yeah, the idea here is that it's almost like you go around in a circle. It's like you want to be successful, but you're afraid to be successful. And the idea here is, if I'm successful, then, and again, I don't know who that somebody is. They're not showing me, but there's some kind of fear that you won't be accepted or loved if you're really successful. Can you place that in your life?
I mean
it's okay to say no if you can't. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I'm not. Because I've never really tried to push out of this box. I kind of keep a pretty low profile in general.
Right, but who has told you in the past that you cannot take care of yourself and that you'll never be successful? Who told you that? Like when you were a kid.
Yeah, I remember one person saying, if you're so smart, why aren't you rich?
Okay.
Which really wounded me. I was very young, but I was pretty self-righteous and pretty strong.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the blows that I remember somebody saying to me when I was like 7. That's all that comes to mind at this point.
Well, it seems like there's an energetic feeling that you're carrying here. Because
I know, I can feel it.
Yeah.
I can feel it now that we're talking about it. It's an anxiety about if I'm successful, something.
Right.
I thought it might be a past life. I don't. That's what I get, because I've explored this a lot, and I can't seem to get a grasp on it.
Well, it would be very important. There was, like, the interesting thing about past lives is past lives can only... can only affect us in this lifetime to the extent that we have chosen them to affect us.
Ah, to clear
okay.
it.
Okay. Something you brought from a past life to clear up in this lifetime may
yes.
be it, but
yes.
you had to recreate the feeling in some way in this lifetime. So what would be,
you know,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking, I don't even care where it came from. I just want it to go away at this point.
Exactly. No, that's right. But the piece is before you can understand it to go away, you have to realize it's not you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because you cannot you cannot combat something that's not that. That's why what they're saying here is saying, when you hear this or feel it, you have to ask who it is.
Okay.
Because it's not who you are. Okay, and so it's about almost exercising an entity or an energy that no longer serves you.
Definitely. So that's the way to clear it, is every time it comes up to say, who are you? And
are you? And what do you want from me? And let me tell you what my truth is.
Oh, okay.
You see? And then the more you do it, the more you create a new groove of really claiming your power.
Okay, just to kind of replace it with a different affirmation.
Exactly. Exactly. It's okay. Really about creating a new groove. It's the idea is that the more you can identify, the more you can release, the more it doesn't affect you. The more it doesn't affect you, the more you've got a new groove.
Okay.
And by the way, you know, your designs and the things that you're painting, you have a lot of outlets there where you're at, with what I'm hearing. A lot of gift shops, a lot of different places that you can go and take your things on and sell them. Wholesale.
Yeah, is that okay? Is that what you're getting?
Yes. And what I'm also hearing is that what they're talking about is wearable art.
That's what I call it. Wear your prayers.
Right, exactly. And so what's important to tie this in with, and you may already have been doing it, and that's what the record keepers are confirming it for you, but it's really about what we wear on our body is what aligns our vibration with our higher being. So you're familiar with the movie What the Bleep, right?
Yeah.
And you know what she was saying is about, remember when she was writing all the different things on her body about love and things like that?
Oh, uh-huh.
It's really important to understand is that when a person wears some words of love, words of higher meaning, or
words
that shift their vibration.
Yeah.
It shifts the vibration of the wearer the same way it shifts the vibration of the water.
Yes.
Okay, it shifts our vibration. And
that's
so that
right. I just did that today. I wore one of them, and I felt so different wearing that scarf of the goddess.
Right.
And so, every time
I see a kid with a skeleton on him, it makes me cringe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like grotesque. Not that a skeleton is necessarily ugly, but the idea but you know the grotesque stuff you see on kids.
Sure. It's the energetic, sure.
It's an energetic piece, yeah. It's the intention of the artist to be energetically not pleasing.
Ah, huh. Oh, goody. That's wonderful. That's even a better. That feels good.
Yeah, and so the idea here is that when you infuse your work and you create the story around why people would want to wear it, there's your marketing piece.
Right. Yeah. Wear your prayers. That works, huh?
Yeah. Wear your prayer. Shift your vibration. Wear your prayers. Yeah.
And this is my mission. This is why I got laid off work and everything, right?
Right. Absolutely. And you really need to know and believe that it is.
I'm doing my very best to do that, and part of it was calling you to be sure
to go
get out of my own way with it, you know.
And the other thing is don't be afraid to go to like swap meets or spirit or flea markets and start selling them. The idea is to gather a client base. Don't sell if you're selling individually to people, Jay. You want to make sure that you have names and email addresses. At the very least, so that you can let them know about what your new designs are.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Are creating your list now.
Okay. Yeah, I just went to a farmer's market and an art thing today and collected information and showed people my things and stuff.
And be sure to have a bowl where they could win a free scarf. Where they put their name and their email address. That's the way you're going to collect people's names and information about who may be interested in what you're doing. That you can drive to your website once it's done.
Oh, I see. Perfect.
Uh-huh. Yeah. One of the things that I do with people is I also help them create their business through the Akashic Records.
I can tell.
Yeah.
And it's very, and their entrepreneurs call me, and business managers and business owners, you know, because we do clearings for not to get into employees' stuff, but to understand what the owner can do to best support the employees or to create marketing programs to increase their business. And so it goes, it's lots of different dimensions to creating a business. From creating a business plan of what your goal is to understanding what the action steps are to get there.
And the main thing, I mean, at this point, I just energetically want to clear myself of this fear of success, because that's what I feel like it is.
Well,
what
you may want to do is create a scarf that says all the wonderful things that you are.
Aww.
So, for example, is I am successful. I am worthy. I am open to receiving all the unlimited prosperity and abundance from the universe.
Okay.
I am willing to receive and give love. And the I am part is important.
Yeah, it feels like it is.
Yeah, and the other piece is by wearing something like that, even if it's a small scarf around your neck or something that you can tie around your bodice, you know, something that you can actually wear that you feel, that you can hold on to. It's almost like a connection, those words of and infusing the I am energy into your being of what is your truth. I am
just a flag that I look at, that an actual scarf I wear.
Yeah. And the idea is by wearing them everywhere, and having that, you're going to gain attention, and people say, wow, that's great. Where'd you get it? Well, I make it. Here's my card.
Chokes me up.
But doesn't it feel good?
There's a scary piece to it, but I'm going to feel good about it. I am.
Yes, what you're doing is important work.
Aww.
What you have the probability and possibility to literally assist humanity in shifting their vibrations every time someone wears your art.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for all the artists out there listening. You artists are very important to the shifting of humanity.
And the way it happened, that I got taken away from my job and just laid flat on my back, and the only thing I could do was, like, start painting.
There you go.
So it seems like it's like, you know, I'm being guided to do this.
And, you know, I'll tell you something. One of the wonderful things about knowing how to open your own records is you can actually expand your creativity and create. There's a lot of people who take an Akashic Records workshop strictly to expand their creativity so that they can expand their art. They're painters and people who make jewelry and sculptors and musicians and writers, and there was like they infuse the energy of the Akasha in everything they do. That's something you know, in the future you may want to think about. I'm actually going to be in Los Angeles the end of September doing a class.
Well, I'll look on your website.
But it's not on the website, but it would be on the BBS information. If you go up to BBS,
okay.
The BBS information that all the list of classes that are coming up, because I'm going to be in Pittsburgh and in Cleveland, and well, I live in Cleveland, and you know, in Los Angeles and things like that. So, in Minnesota, I mean, actually, the next one coming up is in Minnesota.
So. I'll look that up on BBS.
Do please. I hope this has been helpful for you.
It has. Yeah, it has. Thank you.
You're welcome. You truly are meant to do what you're supposed to be doing here. And
what
here's your biggest clue. Is it's joyful.
That's right. That's right. I love it. I can't wait to get up every day and do it.
Exactly. And when you have that, that's all that you need. And that's why...
And the money doesn't even matter.
It's exactly.
Like, I just want to do it. If I can give them away, fine. But I want to do it.
No. The whole idea is that what you want to do is when you sell them to a shop owner... You give them, you put 13, so you give one to the owner.
Yeah.
If they buy a dozen, you give them 13.
Ah, I love it. And 13 is my favorite number.
There you go.
Perfect. Oh, you gave me so much joy right there.
There you go.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I would love to see your stuff, so please keep me informed. I'd love to understand. Send me a sample, I do a lot of expos. You never know how I could help you with this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How do I get in touch with you? You might be the first person on my email list.
Well, you can. Here's my email address. It's info,
okay.
I-N-F-O.
Well, that's right.
At akashicwisdom.com.
Okay, info at akashicwisdom.
.com.
I'm going to be writing you and sending my webpage link.
Great.
So you can look at it.
Great. Good. Would love to see it.
Thank you.
And you know what? You willing to for other people to contact you through this?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have an email address that you could give to everyone on the air right now? That you're willing to? You want to do that?
Yes, I am.
Great. What is it?
Silk-vision.com.
Is that the website?
Yep.
Okay, so it's silk, silk-visions.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hey everyone out there, you go ahead and support Jay and her dream of creating beautiful scarves and wearable art for everyone. And we want you all to you've got Christmas coming up, you've got Hanukkah coming up, you've got birthdays and anniversaries, and this is a perfect gift to give people of all ages. Right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Blessings
to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll be in touch.
Okay, I'll look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wasn't that great? Isn't that wonderful that Jay is living her dream? And I want you to live your dream, too. You have so much potential. Every one of us has so much potential. We are just bursting with ideas and love and potential to create and shift the energy on this planet. Because it's so important to understand that the turbulence that we see on the outside and around us is created by the turbulence that we feel on the inside. And the more we can create calm, love, and peace within us, the more we create a vortex of light around us so that the chaos cannot touch us. And that is so important. That's what we were talking about earlier. Hello there. We have another caller. Hi there.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
What is your name?
My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Poland Spring, Maine.
Say again?
Poland Spring, Maine.
Poland Spring, Maine. Is that where... There's a water, Poland Spring water. Is that it?
That's correct.
Oh, great. Well, I like that water. It's good water.
Good water, yes.
Yeah. Okay, how can the Akashic Records help you this evening?
Well, I am wanting to pose a question for a situation of my higher purpose and what has been presented to me from Spirit with my higher purpose, and something that is going to be coming in the future, which is, it's actually, the door has already been open.
Okay.
And I would just like to see any information that you get on that, anything that I could, your whole motto tonight is my, the next step.
Sure. So be a little bit more specific. What are you looking at doing for you? This is a career move? This is about a new livelihood? Is that right?
No. A lot of it is higher channeled information.
Okay, but the channeled information has to do with you documenting it to share with the world, doesn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, right. So this is a new livelihood, correct?
Yes, I guess it would be. Yep.
Yeah. The idea here is that the information that's coming to you is actually coming from a different dimension. And that the different levels of dimension that you actually access are modules from various, actually, what they're saying is they're modules of information from various councils of light. Do you understand that?
Could you say that one more time? I'm sorry.
Sure. What you're receiving, the higher level information that you're receiving, is coming from, what I'm hearing is that they are modules, M-O-D-U-L-E-S, modules of information from various councils of light.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. And so the information that's coming to you actually, in some cases, comes in a way that it is in a different languaging that needs to be pulled out almost so that humans can wrap their minds around it.
Yes, I would definitely agree with that.
And so what's important here is for you to receive it as it's being given to you, and then ask that your guidance move into a space of being able to it's interesting because the words that I'm getting is the first words I'm getting was the first word I got was distill it to so that the masses could understand it, and yet it's not distilling it. It's not like diluting it. It's not really translating it, because it's not about changing its meaning. It's about actually creating a this is very interesting. What they're showing me is creating a vortex of energy so that the words literally fall together so that it's now understandable for those people who need to receive the information.
You're definitely connected, honey.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Would the phrasing to simplify it to an understandable yes?
Right. But in simplifying it, what they're showing me is the words are just literally falling into an order so that the information is there. And it's not really even simplifying it so much as making it, the comment is energetically understandable.
Yes.
Okay. That's what needs to happen here.
Okay.
Yeah. And what they're also saying is that you could write a book, but if it'd be faster if you just recorded the information and then have somebody else transcribe it with, you know, and then but you could also create CDs, Susan. Do you understand that? I mean, it's about getting it out to. It's almost like you want to create classes around this. Is that right?
That's the input that I'm looking for. You know,
right.
How it has not been brought to me yet as to, you know, how the delivery will be. It's been discussed as far as book form, it's not all planned out, I guess. And so the intent on the call to you tonight is just to see, any input that you may be able to get on how I can, you know, the steps that I could or should take to help manifest this.
The first step is writing it down for yourself without judgment.
Yes.
Don't worry about punctuation, spelling, or even it making any sense.
Yes. Yeah, the flow, the channeling is it's it's a very easy flow.
Right.
And the information is very, very dense, and sometimes it's hard to wrap my brain around it.
So don't. Don't even bother. Just allow it to flow out of you.
Okay.
And through you. That's
okay.
The piece. Move the judgment away.
Okay.
Because when you move the judgment away, then you allow it to come forward in its pure, in its purity. Once you get it down, then you can ask for the spirit. And it's interesting. There's a variety. That's what they're saying. It's a variety of different councils of light that will come in and help you understand this. It's coming from a variety of different higher dimensions.
Yes.
They're also talking about when you get this book together, that they're suggesting that you create a CD for an attunement for people to listen to prior to reading the book that will open up their centers so they'll understand it.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
And is there any more elaboration on that as far as a little bit more detail of what the CD would be?
Well, it really is, you're not there yet because you haven't completed the book.
Okay, I got it.
That's not to be vague to you. It's just that it's putting the cart before the horse.
Right.
So the Akashicism I would give you is, don't put the cart before the horse. Get in the cart and enjoy the ride. The horse knows where it's going.
Very good. Very good.
Yes, that's a pure Akashicism that they're sharing with you here. Because the idea here is the trust that you are really being guided, and that you've not only are being guided, but you've agreed to take the ride.
So this is in the Akashic record of part of my chosen higher purpose for this lifetime.
For sure.
Okay.
You wouldn't be coming to you this easily. In other words, don't worry about the analytical part of how am I going to get this out there, what am I going to do with this. You know, that's not your job right now. Your job is to bring it forward and understand it so that you can embody it in every fiber of your being, so you understand what you're bringing forward.
Right.
That's the first piece. Because then once you understand and have integrated it into your being, then disseminating it and showing it to other people so they understand what's going on, that becomes easier.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Is that helpful?
Yes, very much so. Very, very much so.
Right.
Yeah, I just wanted to, because there's that, you know, eager beaver student that wants to, you know, do such a good job and to serve to the highest capacity that I can. And so I think that was very helpful, you know, to just basically allow myself to take it one step at a time and not, step back into the blind faith.
Well, first of all, you know, but here's the other piece. Once you have the product,
I'm sorry, once I have what?
The product?
Yes.
Then you can create the business plan.
Okay.
That's very concrete information for you.
Yes, it is, and I appreciate that, absolutely.
You're a very grounded lady, okay?
That's
okay. And so at the same time, you've got your foot in both worlds. You're straddling that fence. And that's okay, too. That's one of the reasons you are who you are and you've had a life the way you've had it, that you can be grounded and credible in bringing forth this information.
Say that last part one more time. I'm sorry.
I'm saying that you're a very grounded lady.
Okay.
And that you've got your foot in both realms.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons that you were chosen and you chose back, is because of your groundedness, and that and all the things that you've experienced in your life up to this point have brought you to the place where you're at, that you're able to receive it.
Yes.
And so that groundedness is what's serving you. It also creates your credibility.
Well, this has been very, very helpful.
Good.
I definitely definitely will just let it unfold and, you know, let go of the fretting about what it's all going to look like. And
relax and love yourself, sweetie.
Yes. Thank you very, very much.
And go deep into that wonderful gratefulness that you can muster about coming to this place at this time in the history of this planet, and that you're partnering with it. Just go deep in that wonderful love and gratefulness for it.
I will do that, definitely.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a lot of changes going on, isn't there?
There is, and it's people like you who are integral parts of that, and myself as well. I'll claim that as well.
Yes.
You know,
well,
that's one of the choices we made of coming on when we did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you very, very much. I won't take up any more of your time in case there's other folks that want to chime in and chat with you this evening. But thank you. I really greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome,
and
I would
say
to you, as well as everyone else listening too, is if you found benefit with this, and this is helpful, please tell your friends. That's what this program's all about.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you.
God bless, honey.
Keep in touch. Let me know how things are going with you.
I will do that.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Susan. Bye bye. Well, you know, that was Susan calling from Poland Springs, Maine. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I absolutely love that water. So it sounds like she is fully connected with that flow, if you will, that spring of eternal information that we all have within us. You know, when we talk about different dimensions and different levels of consciousness, there are some people who have contracted to bring that forth more than others, but that doesn't mean that you can't do that for yourself. And if you are really interested in knowing more about how to do that, please call me. I would be happy to tell you more about what happens at an Akashic Records workshop, and assist you in finding your own divine place. This is what it's all about. It's about going deeper into this wonderful, miraculous information that we as humans can tap into. Remember, we've come here as beautiful light beings for the experience of being human, whether it feels good right today or not, okay? But one of the things the records told me is don't be afraid to be afraid. When that happens, feel the feelings and come to us for perspective. So I want you to know that you're, number one, you've never, ever been disconnected, and you're not disconnected now. You may, the way to receive and move back into your own divinity of your acknowledgement, or your own acknowledgement and knowing that of your divinity, is to move back into your own loving. And to be real with your feelings about what's going on. You are magnificent beings of light, each one of you. I'm so grateful for your listening, and I'm so excited about talking to you next week. I'm going to be in Salina, Ohio next week, so anybody who lives near the Lima, Ohio area, I'm going to be in Salina doing face-to-face consultations. I have a few slots open. They're pretty much booked right now, but we're also doing an introductory lecture, and the lecture is going to be on prosperity. It's an interactive forum, but the Akashic Records are preparing me to bring forth a message on prosperity in Salina, Ohio. So if that's of interest to you, please call me at 216
691-1233, and I'll get you all the details that you need. But for tonight, I have to close now. I want to say how much I've enjoyed being here with you. And we're going to close the records of the show by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all those wonderful healing and all the wonderful healing information. And with that, we ask that all our listeners, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on August 3rd, 2008, by saying, Amen, Amen, Amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Have a great week, everyone. And remember, you are magnificent. This is Donna Fox. Bye-bye.